Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. You are listening to Colombo Chronicles Live, and this is The Rose. And welcome, and I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate, I hope that you had a great, great holiday with your family and friends. And everyone I talk to seems to have had a very pleasant day with their family and friends. And I did, so I always hope everyone else does as well. It's always fun to get together and share food and talk and play games and enjoy the holiday season and give thanks to God for everything that He provides to us as a gift and a present. And of course, if you're a Christian and you believe in Christmas, then Christ, His only begotten Son, is a present to the Christians and all Catholics who believe that Jesus Christ was born to be the Savior of the world. And so whatever you believe, that's your choice and your right. So whatever it is, I hope it was all pleasant and loving and fun and lots of laughter too. But today I'm going to be talking about something more serious. I'm going to be talking about the children. And the wall is breaking news because we have to tear down the wall built around Pelosi and Schumer and their team of liberal, Democrat, socialist, communist types who have that Solomonsky mentality, that Nazi mentality, that mentality that says we are not going to support the President of the United States building a wall. Well, it's not the President of the United States who's asking to build a wall. It is the American people, the legal, loyal, natural-born Americans who pay the wages of Pelosi and Schumer and Waters and Warren and Sanders and all those who oppose the wall for our protection and safety, the welfare and safety of every man, woman, and child in America who they swore to protect by their sworn oath, but now are refusing to do so. A nation without borders is no nation. It is an open invitation for foreign enemies and criminals and spies to enter our nation, dominate our nation, and conquer our nation. And traffic drugs, children, females, and guns in and out of the USA. It is an open invitation to organized criminals around the world saying, don't worry, you can bypass constitutional law, you can bypass America's international, federal, and state laws, immigration laws, identification laws. You can just walk on in and become a citizen. You do not have to follow the law. The only people that have to follow the law are the natural-born Americans, or else they will be punished if they do not follow U.S. laws. And they must get inspected leaving the state, leaving the country, and produce all of their identification, their iris scan, their fingerprint, their DNA, their neck and x-ray. They cannot go and come. Only you, if you are illegal, a criminal, a cartel member, a gang member, a radical, a terrorist, you can enter into the USA, and Pelosi and Schumer and the Democrats will protect you. Hillary, Obama, all of them will protect you from the law that they swore to uphold. So, build the wall unless you support drugs, child trafficking, organ harvesting, and crime. So let's take a look at a very interesting article that was published on WND. And it was published on December 1st, 2018, and it's a very important article. WorldNet Daily. Human sacrifices in Greece. International consultant levels charge. And it reads like this. An international consultant and expert on foreign affairs is charging that human sacrifices are happening in Greece after officials were found granting visas to unaccompanied children to facilitate illegal removal of the organs. And we have unaccompanied children who were entering into the USA under Obama's regime, and it's alleged by lawyers who filed a federal lawsuit against Obama and the federal government that about 10,000 children from foreign nations had gone missing who entered into the USA or were along the borders of the USA. The article goes on to say Maria Polizzuto, who has a postgraduate degree in geopolitics and security issues in the Islamic complex of Turkey and the Middle East, reports from Greece and wrote about her concerns at the Gatestone Institute. It was in an interview just a few days ago that Greece, former Minister of Foreign Affairs, Nikos Kotsalas, confirmed the existence of the problem, she explained. He confirmed for a second time that he launched 93 prosecutions that involved Greek diplomats issuing visas to unaccompanied children in order to facilitate illegal removal of their organs. This is big business for big bucks. Those diplomats already are in jail, she wrote. And I want to add, rightfully so. But they are just the tip of the iceberg, she says. According to an April 24, 2018 report in the newspaper Kathimerini, there are thousands of unaccompanied children in Greece who have illegally entered the country. Thousands. And government authorities have not turned their attention to them. Kathimerini reports that there are 3,050 unaccompanied child migrants in Greece, of whom 1,272, or 42%, are either homeless or live in a non-permanent residence or in an unknown location. They all face the risk of sexual exploitation and illicit organ removal, she wrote. And I want to add that the Democrats and the rhinos in America, Schumer and Pelosi, are very well aware of this multi-billion-dollar business of trafficking children for organ harvesting, for sexual exploitation, prostitution, and using them as drug couriers, because this has been a problem for decades, and it has expanded. It hasn't decreased. So now we're at the point where we need a wall in order to cut down on this multi-million dollar business run by organized syndicates and criminals around the world who are trafficking children and women and guns and drugs in and out of the United States of America and Europe and Russia and China and other countries. It is huge. So there's only one way to help diminish some of this trafficking of human beings and getting kids hooked on drugs and adults and destroying a civilized nation. Meanwhile, much of the international community pretends nothing is wrong, she said, and that's exactly what I believe, in my opinion, that Schumer, Pelosi, Warren, Sanders, Waters, Reid, McCain, who passed away, G.H.W. Bush, all of them involved in not upholding their sworn oath to defend and protect the borders and to uphold immigration laws and inspections, which are required by law, and to prohibit anyone who refuses to assimilate as an American from becoming a citizen of the USA, and prohibiting illegals from being detained and deported out of this country, even if they're repeat offenders who use our borders as a revolving repeat offense mechanism to continue on with murder, rape, pedophilia, gang rape, genital mutilation, marrying little children, kidnapping children, and so forth. This is happening. This is happening in America and around the world, and Mexico and Canada, which are on our borders. So it's a serious problem. The general topic of concern already has been raised by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, which found, quote, in 2011, it was estimated that the illicit organ trade generated illegal profits between $600 million and $1.2 billion per year. This is big business. Human beings are now human commodities for profit, and their organs at the Planned Parenthood abortion tables, and those who are kidnapped and their organs harvested are now human commodities for profit, for big business, by criminals and those on the take within the government, such as the ones who were arrested in Greece. And this could not happen if we did not have people involved from within, and the people involved without would not be able to continue on with these crimes against humanity and crimes against children. Underground organ markets present a significant threat to the security of national organ donation systems, article goes on to say. That was strange. It disappeared for a second, but let's see if we can relocate this. This is very strange. All right, let's see. Hold on one second here. That was very strange how that just disappeared. He confirmed for a second time that he launched 93 prosecutions that involved Greek diplomats issuing visas to unaccompanied children in order to facilitate illegal removal of their organs. I want to remind you about that. And then it goes on to say, the UN report said, current research also illustrates the involvement of organized networks that bring together willing recipients and their suppliers. Today, such organized networks have been reportedly uncovered in various regions of the world, including the Middle East, Southern Africa, and Southeast Europe. So we have Obama and Hillary and the Democrats who migrated tons of thousands of radicals from Palestine who are linked or members of Hamas who are migrated into our country, bypassed TSA, inspections, bypass Border Patrol and ICE inspections, and were flown in secretly at night, or they were allowed to walk across the borders unidentified and without inspections, and then be scattered around our country at taxpayers' expense on DHS buses, and then they were allowed to set up no-go zones across this country, where it's alleged that they have stockpiled guns, according to the FBI, and videos that we've seen with them training up with weapons. Well, the Democrats are set on disarming the American citizens and leaving them as sitting ducks and vulnerable to those they migrated into the country who remain unidentified or on fake names, fake Hispanic names, fake passports and fake social security numbers and fake driver's license and so forth. So that's where we're at. Trafficking in persons protocol states that if the victim is a child, that is a person below the age of 18, consent is irrelevant regardless of whether any improper means such as deception, force, abuse, of a position of vulnerability have been used. That means trafficking in children for organ removal only requires that there is an act, recruitment, transport, transfer, harboring, or receipt of a child for the purpose of exploitation through organ removal. This is so disgusting and so illegal and so so disgusting. It's just unbelievable what these people are, these criminals are being allowed to do, and knowing that there are people within the government public service who are looking the other way and taking bribes. UN policy forbids delivering or accepting a child for the purpose of transfer of organs of the child for profit. Again, I go back to they are using children in this country and around the world as human commodities, and they are being kidnapped and trafficked and sold and prostituted out, used as drug couriers. This has been going on for a very long time, and the American people need to address this because we need to build the wall. One way Americans need to support building the wall in order to protect the children and the young females in this country as well, and the unborn babies. Katsias, the report said, has taken the mask off of the supposedly humanitarian face of Greek and European hospitality to immigrants and refugees. Under the humanitarian face and the open border policies, there is the face of profit from people smuggling human beings, children, and women. Part of the migration effort, evidently, is all about money, not about helping foreigners in need. It's about money. Using people as human commodities for profit and human capital. Katsias is leaving clues toward the direction that no one wants or dares to speak about, the House of Human Sacrifices in Greece and the EU. He has revealed that a network of government officials, doctors, and organ buyers, all of whom facilitate and profit from illegal organ trafficking, is something very real. Its size may be beyond our imagination. And I'm sure that it is beyond our imagination. It is huge. It's international. That is no secret that it is an international problem for the world. And it's time for the decent, moral citizens of the world, people of the world, to stand up and say enough is enough. And address these problems in every city, county, state, and nation. Only when the people rise up will this come to a halt and be diminished. And one of the ways to diminish this problem is through building the wall. along the borders of Mexico and Canada. So there is another article that is very disturbing. I think everyone needs to pay attention to this problem. It's huge. It's so huge, you can't even imagine how many children and females are being stalked, gang raped, and dying from being gang raped, and how many are being trafficked around the world for sexual exploitation, to be used as drug couriers, to be gang raped, for sacrificed, for organ harvesting. This is a big business syndicated organization that needs to come to a big halt by building the wall along the Mexico-USA borders and even extending it into Canada and the USA borders. So Ranker.com reported, inside the Mexican cartel's unspoken child organ harvesting ring. This is by Amanda Sedlak Hevener. And it says, reports of a Mexico child organ trafficking ring emerged in 2014 when authorities suspected the Knights of Templar cartel of kidnapping children and harvesting their organs for sale on the black market. Human organ trafficking is an issue in many developing countries where people are tricked into selling and even donating kidneys and other body parts. These organs are sold to wealthy foreigners who desperately need them. However, in Mexico, this illegal trade took a disturbing turn when the organs being harvested started coming from kidnapped children. Mexican drug cartel trafficking is still a large problem, particularly in the areas bordering the United States. And it was made even worse when the cartels diversified into human trafficking. This details of how these innocent children were trapped, held hostage, and violently invaded for their body parts are gruesome and sad. And these are crimes against children. Though, at least in the 2014 case of the Mexican drug cartel's human organ trafficking scheme, the police caught on and were able to save lives. Well, this also goes on in communist China, and it's been going on for decades, where they kidnap children and harvest their organs, and other countries as well, like the Middle East and Africa. So this is a very long time problem that needs to be coming to a big halt in America if we are to protect the children in America. The only way we can protect ourselves and diminish the crime is by building the wall and having Schumer and Pelosi and the Democrats save the children and help build the wall and fund the wall. And this will help diminish children in foreign nations from being trafficked as well. Because America, of course, they all have their eye on American children. The home of the big family was a respected orphanage in Zamora, Mexico. That is, until authorities raided the orphanage in 2014 and discovered that over 500 children were being kept against their will in cramped conditions. This is what happens when you open the borders. This is exactly what happens when you open the borders. You invite crime into the nation. You invite criminals into the nation. You invite cartels, gang members. You invite terrorists, radicals, jihadists. You invite big bad guys who do big bad things to little children and females. And Schumer and Pelosi and the Democrats are all aware of this serious, serious problem. And yet they refuse to support building the wall to protect the females and the children in this country from being trafficked, from being exploited, from having their organs harvested, and from being used as drug couriers and prostitutes and so forth. This is disgusting. So the orphanage, also known as the Casa de Mama Rosa, had been open for 40 years. Because of the guilt around the establishment doing the work the government was unable to do, inspections of the facility were notoriously lax. This explains why, when authorities finally investigated the home, they figured out that in addition to horrible living conditions, the orphanage was at the center of a child organ trafficking scheme. Rosa Verduzco, or Marna Rosa, as she was called, Mama Rosa, as she was called, ran the orphanage, and she and several other adults were accused of abusing the children. In addition to the appalling living situation, children with biological families were not allowed contact with them. Children were starved and forced to beg on the streets, and many of them had their organs harvested. How disgusting these people are. Some of the organs harvested from children in Mexico might be used for witchcraft and satanic purposes. That's a very serious problem in America, too, because, as you know, there is an attack against Christianity, Christian prayers, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, the Pledge of Allegiance, One Nation Under God, In God We Trust, the National Anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, the Constitution, sovereignty, immigration laws, citizenship laws, identification laws. They want to take it all out. They want to erase the USA. They want to erase America's history. They want to erase Christianity. They want to erase the Bible. They want to invade, infiltrate, overpopulate, and dominate. Those are criminals. And this is happening over in Europe and Canada and Mexico. It's happening worldwide. Some of the organs harvested from children in Mexico, again, might be used for witchcraft and satanic purposes while they are building and erecting statues of Baphomet in America and building temples, satanic temples in America. They are attempting to try to persecute Christians and silence Christians in America. Bodies found, and this is what happens when you Christianity is gone, the Bible is gone, Christianity is gone, and Christian prayers are gone, the Ten Commandments are gone. This is exactly what happens. So we are on a very bad road that leads over a cliff. Bodies found with their livers and hearts brutally removed are proof of this, according to Dr. Lopez Nemblema, a surgeon at a Mexican hospital. He claimed that organs that were clearly removed with no delicacy were likely not intended for transplant use. Instead, the organs were probably for Santa Muerte, Saint Death rituals. So this is the difference between Christianity and satanic rituals. We don't do that in the Christian world. An earlier event hinting at the increasing child organ trafficking crisis faced by Mexico involved a truck at a checkpoint in Villa Victor, Chinicula, Mexico. Authorities searched the truck and found dozens of frozen bodies. With their organs removed. Some were children and others were adults, but all were dead. The story gets hazy from there as a truck disappeared after the police arrived. In another case, a truck stopped in Tierra Caliente also had bodies with missing organs in it. The bodies were confiscated, but again, no follow-up was reported. Early indications that Mexican police didn't take it seriously, that an organ trafficking ring was on the rise. In 2014, a group of children from Mexico City were kidnapped by members of the Knights of Templar cartel. Their parents had given them permission to go on the beach outing with their school. The children never made it to the beach. Luckily, a stolen van was intercepted when it made a wrong turn and ended up in the city of Tepalcatepec. Well, anyway, it's Tepalcatepec, Mexico. In the back of the van, the children were found in a refrigerated box. Thankfully, they were wrapped in blankets and still alive. Authorities believe that the kids were on their way to an oceanside port owned by the cartel, where their organs would likely have been harvested. Nobody's paying attention to the children. In 2014, four children were walking to school in Mexico when they vanished into thin air. Days later, their bodies were found in a shallow grave in an undisclosed location. According to sources, the children had been disturbingly mutilated. Their chest organs had been removed prior to their burials. The story was hushed up, with almost no trace of it appearing anywhere. Officials from that part of Mexico claimed that there was no proof of organs, harvested organs, in the case, despite the very telling details regarding missing organs. The demand for organs is never-ending, especially in the United States. Now, that should scare every American. That demand has led to some doctors breezing over any kind of investigation into where organs are coming from before performing procedures. The lack of protocol and desire to take more people off the donor registry list has led the cartel to traffic more and more. And the reason people are not volunteering their organs any longer is because if you get sick in the hospital, it's rumored that they could pull the plug early and harvest the organs. Migrants traveling from parts of Latin and South America walk through Mexico in order to reach the United States. Some of these migrants are children traveling alone, usually to meet up with adult relatives on the other side of the border. Others are simply seeking asylum in a safe country, far from guerrillas, cartels, and war. These kids are preyed upon by human traffickers who sell them into slavery, prostitution, or harvest their organs, leaving their bodies in shallow graves or out in the open. According to sources, the children kidnapped for organ trafficking fit a specific profile that the kidnappers look for. They are after kids who fit certain physical characteristics, such as height and weight, possibly to match organ recipients. Also, these children are usually in particular age, an age range of 7 to 10 years old. Younger kids are often trafficked for adoption, not organ harvesting. In America, we know the Knights of Templar as a secretive organization that may hold the key to many mysteries, including where the real Holy Grail lies. However, in Mexico, the Knights of Templar cartel only shares its name with this ancient sect, and none of its noble intentions. The crime ring split from the Familia Michoacana cartel in 2011 and is suspected of being heavily involved in child organ trafficking, as well as extortion and illegal mining and logging. Prior to this, the cartel's main source of income was in drug trafficking. What's unusual about Mexico's child organ harvesting cases is the fact that the children are found with their hearts and livers removed. Most cases of organ trafficking involve kidneys, since they are easily removed and leave the victims alive with one functioning kidney. People in developing countries have historically been either tricked or forced to sell their organs, though they may receive several thousand dollars in return. The sudden focus on children for harvesting organs may be a way traffickers have sought to cut their costs. Back in 1994, reports emerged of mobs attacking children and removing their organs for transplanting, killing them in the process. Although some people believed that the stories were made up for political gain in order to make the country seem unstable, seemingly credible eyewitnesses claim to have seen the evidence themselves. One such witness saw a child being caressed at the side of the road by a woman. The child was reported missing, and the eyewitness was later attacked by a mob who beat her until she was comatose. Some of the people who have lost loved ones to organ trafficking are afraid to speak out. Many who do use pseudonyms so they can't be identified. One such person who identified herself to a reporter as Camilla pointed out that going to the police is just as dangerous as confronting the bad people, since the cops are usually either involved with the cartels or paid off by them to look the other way. A researcher for Amnesty International agreed with this sentiment and pointed out the questionable police work done by authority figures, many of whom are afraid of angering the cartels. This leads to few places for parents to turn when their children get abducted by organ traffickers. Well, this is an article you can read on ranker.com, R-A-N-K-E-R. The other article you can read on WND.com. And they both have to do with kidnapping children, organ harvesting, and what a serious problem this is for America and Mexico, who's right on our border, and Canada, and the Middle East, and China, and other countries, including the Philippines and Africa and Somalia. So we need the wall. Be sure to call the offices of Senator Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and your own senators and congressional members and tell them that you support the wall because you want to protect the children and save the children and do the duty and the fiduciary duty to the country and to the American people and the children by supporting the wall, which Schumer and Pelosi refused to do, even though they swore a fiduciary duty to defend our borders and to protect the welfare and safety of every baby, man, woman, and child in this country for which they have been taxpayer-funded during their political careers, where they have been in Congress for many, many, many years. And so the phone number to call is 202-225-3121. That's the White House, 202-225-3121, House of Representatives. Your senators, give them a call and email them. Go on the White House website. Go on their wall on Facebook and tell them and urge them to support the wall and protect the children, which is their fiduciary duty to every red-blooded American. And on that note, I will say God bless you. God bless America. Continue to have a wonderful holiday week. And God bless the military and our first responders and our President of the United States and his family and all people everywhere.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.